Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 4th of February, and as ever, 3 ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. Sorry we've been away for a couple of weeks. What do you mean you hadn't noticed? We've been away just doing things on Monday morning, struggled to get this stuff done, but we've found the time today, and let's get cracking with this week's ideas. And what does the typical, if there is such a thing, Brit employee actually want? Well, a new report from CV Library has actually come up with a list of things, ranging from 40% thinking a salary of £25,500 is reasonable, 27.5% want a higher pay of £35,500, 54% would prefer to work flexi time, choosing their 8 hours between 6 and 6 o'clock. Only 25% want to stick with traditional 9 to 5. Nearly 40% would be happy with 25 days holiday, although 37% want that stretch of 30. And what's quite interesting, I think this is the thing we often hear people talking about, in terms of the perks or benefits they'd like to receive, 60% said paid sick leave, 57% said the ability to work from home, and 41% said health insurance. And I guess the key thing here is, are you matching and understanding what your employees, potential employees, actually want? The research suggests that definitely it's an employee's market out there. How dramatically and demonstrably different is you and your business to attract the sort of people and keep the ones you want? Talking of finding jobs, I think here's a dramatically and demonstrably different example of a guy who really stood out from the crowd to find his job. On LinkedIn, Azmil Hakim posted a picture of a desk set up for an interview with notebooks and pads there. And it started off, "Hi, I'm looking for an interviewer to fill this seat." And basically he then talked about his experience that he got and how he's looking for a job and an email to connect to him to maybe help him find that job. He's had over 11,000 likes, 743 comments. I think it's a great example of just somebody taking the initiative and standing out from the crowd. How does you and your business stand out from the crowd? Do you demonstrate your dramatic difference? And idea three is to, well, do this. Nurse Dorcas Beaumar actually has to insert nasogastric tubes into her patients' noses. They're things that go down the back of their throats and into the stomachs. And she's actually been praised because what she's actually done is, you could argue, stood in her customer's shoes and actually had the thing done to herself, so she can experience it herself as a customer in terms of when she speaks to her patients and they say, "What's it like?" She goes, "Well, I think it's a bit uncomfortable." But now she said, "I wanted to put myself in my patient's shoes and I just wanted to see how it felt. Now I know I can go back to my patient, tell them what they can expect." And I think it's just a great example. She said that in the past she'd say, "Yes, it feels a bit uncomfortable, but I didn't actually know." Now she actually does and actually found out exactly what that does for her patients and her customers. And she says it's made her a better nurse. And I think it's just this great example of standing in your own customer's shoes. How well do you and your people know your products and services from a customer's perspective? Do you and your team actually use them? Have they experienced them? And what's it like to be a customer of yours? Why not put yourself in your customer's shoes or get your team to do the same? You can look at the whole customer experience, not just in terms of the products and services, but the whole way of dealing with you as a customer. From the beginning to the end, you might have seen it before, but if anybody wants it, check out our free Stand in Your Own Cues toolkit to actually find out how you can make it work for you. You can download it from the andyhanselman.com website, along with links to the stories I've talked about. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye.